Auckland is the world's largest Polynesian city, and Tongans came out in big numbers to support their relatives and friends back home. An aid centre has been set up for people to send food, water and other items to Tonga and to show unity and resilience.
Nothing's going to bring our little country down. You know, we're pretty, I guess we have a lot of pride. Doesn't matter what we face, as long as we face it together, we'll overcome anything.
The opening day of this relief drive was so popular that many had to be turned away.
What Tongans are best at is when disaster hits, we come together, unite, and we give what little we have. We give it out of love. We give it to our own families back home.
It's hoped the first of the containers will be sent to Tonga early next week. Governments are also sending aid. New Zealand and Australian Air Force planes landed at the international airport near the capital Nuku'alofa, despite some ash from the volcano still being on the runway. And two New Zealand Navy ships arrived, carrying supplies, divers and underwater survey equipment to check for any damage to shipping lanes and the port.
While the world focuses on the flow of aid and helping the people of Tonga recover, scientists are also hard at work. And with each day, they're learning more about how significant the eruption was.
Scientists believe around 1 cubic kilometre of material was spewed from the volcano and sent at least 30 kilometres into the atmosphere.
So to put that into some kind of perspective, when we fly jets across Pacific, we're probably flying at about 10 kilometres.
With some communication being restored slowly, many Tongans in New Zealand have been able to speak to relatives at home. Now the focus of those here is to come together to do what they can to support their homeland from afar. Wayne Hay, Al Jazeera, Auckland.